Now, here are Don Ameche and Francis Langford as John and Blanche Dickerson in The Honeymoon is Over. This day, the 14th of May, 1948, will go down in history as precedent-shattering. John Dickerson is smiling. Despite the lateness of the hour, the fact that he has had perhaps the hardest day of his life at the office, John Dickerson is smiling. Why? Tell us, John.
2 weeks vacation. With pay. Oh, wait till I tell Blanche. Brother, I've longed for this. I'll throw myself into the bed sheet and sleep for 10 days.
John?
Hello, Blanche. How is my beautiful wife?
What?
Would you like me to bring you a glass of milk and a cookie? And here is a little present for you. Oh, you look wonderful, honey.
Oh, this is awful.
What's the matter?
This morning I burned my hand on the stove. I ripped my only pair of nylons. My inlay fell out. And now you come home drunk.
I'm not drunk, and you know it.
Then why are you so nice to me?
What's the use? When I come home tired and can't smile, she beats. When I come home and try to be pleasant, she accuses me. Put out the light.
You're not going to bed with your shoes on.
Yes, I am. I work like a horse. I might as well sleep like a horse.
Why did you bring me a present? What have you been up to, John?
Oh, stop it.
A husband doesn't bring his wife a present unless he's done something wrong.
I've brought you a million presents, and I've never done anything wrong.
Never?
Not since the day I married you. Listen, let me sleep.
Sure, sleep. That's the easiest way out when you've got a guilty conscience.
Blanche, I tell you, I haven't got a guilty conscience.
Then why did you buy me an expensive present?
It isn't an expensive present. It's the crummiest present I could find.
Believe that, all right. What is it?
Why don't you open it and see?
I bet you're going to throw away your money on some stupid thing I can't even use.
Oh, you can use it fine.
A home beauty outfit.
That's got everything. Just what you need.
Wrinkle cream, freckle remover, hair darkener, false eyelashes, chin reducing strap. What kind of a present do you call this? What are you hinting at?
How did I know what was in it?
Nobody would use this but a homely woman.
Oh, that's not true. All women use it.
They do not. Only the homely ones, and I wouldn't touch it.
The sales girl in the drugstore said she uses it all the time, and she's not half as homely as you are.
What?
I mean, she's just as pretty as you.
It's just about what happened. She walked into a drugstore, saw a pretty face, and didn't know what she were buying.
I didn't look at her face at all.
A present, why didn't you get me something I could use? Why didn't you get me an ounce of Taboo?
What's that?
It's my favorite perfume.
Well, you got a dresser full of perfume. Taboo, Sabu, Snafu, and Sterno. All perfumes for any woman alive. Look at those bottles.
They're all empty, and it's all your fault. You left the corks out and it evaporated.
I leave the cork out of my bourbon, don't I?
What about it?
That never evaporates.
You never give it a chance. With perfume, and I don't see why I should go without it because of your nasty habits. What do you think makes the thing dry up, John?
I wish I knew.
Don't be so funny.
Oh, I'm not funny. I'm sleepy. You know, I worked at the office for 18 hours without a let-up.
That's what you said you did.
That's what I did. I did it for what I thought was a good reason, but now I'm sorry.
Why?
Forget it.
What is it, John? What happened? You lost your job.
I didn't lose my job. I got 2 weeks vacation with pay. It's the first vacation I've had in 7 years, and I wanted to enjoy it. But no, you wouldn't stand for that, would you?
How can you say that, John? Of course I want you to enjoy yourself. Where's the money?
In my wallet. 2 full week pay. Now, do you mind if I rest?
You know, John, I haven't had a vacation either. A change of scene will do us both a world of good. If you're so tired, there's only one thing for you to do. Mm. He's doing it.
Mm.
money was. I'm not doing anything. I'm just counting it to see if they gave you the right amount.
It's the right amount. Put it back and go to sleep.
You needn't talk like that. I wasn't going to steal it.
Who said you were?
Just like you to make a crack like that.
I didn't make any cracks at all.
Go on. Call the police and have me arrested. Put me in prison.
Nobody's putting you in prison.
They'll lock me up in solitary confinement. Rats running all over me in my cell, and I stand helpless, shaking at the iron bars. No way to escape.
Max.
Why don't you send me a hacksaw, John?
Stop getting hysterical.
Now, don't go accusing me of taking your money. It's half mine anyway.
It's all yours. All I want is sleep.
I don't see why we can't go away on a vacation for a few days.
You go. I told you I'm going to do nothing but sleep for the whole 2 weeks.
You'll have to get up sometime.
Not even once.
How are you going to collect your unemployment insurance?
What unemployment insurance?
You're going to be out of work for 2 weeks.
You can't collect unemployment insurance if you've got a job.
If you're not working, you haven't got a job, have you?
Well, that's different.
Why?
I don't know why. Nobody does it, that's all.
Well, what's the good of unemployment insurance if you don't get any money when you're unemployed?
Being on a vacation is not the same as being unemployed.
Don't tell me.
What?
Clara's husband, Barney, has never worked in his life, and he collects his unemployment check every week.
He can't collect any checks if he doesn't work.
I thought you said they only pay when you don't work.
That's right. But you have to work before you can be out of work so you have a legitimate claim to money you earned when you don't get it.
I don't get it.
Oh, leave me alone.
And I'm telling you now, John, you've got 2 weeks off and you're going to do one of two things. Do you hear me?
I hear you.
Either you start collecting your unemployment insurance or else you fill in those 2 weeks with another job.
Another job? This is my vacation.
I don't care. It won't hurt you to work those 2 weeks and we could use the money.
Okay, I'll get another job in the morning.
You say it, but you won't do it. Do it now. You loafer.
What kind of a job can I get at 2 o'clock in the morning?
What's the matter with being a night watchman?
I won't do it. I won't do it. You've got no right to deprive me of my 2 weeks off. I don't care what happens. I won't get another job.
All right, then. Promise you'll take me away on a vacation.
No way out. I promise.
What? Will you swear?
Every minute that we're away.
I know where we'll go. Lake Tahoe. I'll only have to buy a few more dresses, and you can wear your dungarees all the time. Just tell him you came in from fishing. And if it gets cold, I know just the thing. Let me show you what I picked up on sale yesterday.
I don't want to see it.
Just look at this, John. Isn't it stunning?
What's so stunning about a bath rug?
It's a fur cape, silly.
Well, where's the fur?
That's the way it's supposed to look. It's the very latest style. Sheared beaver.
Sheared beaver?
It's been clipped.
So have I.
Have not. This is worth every penny, John. You know I'm a good judge of fur.
Oh, sure. In the past 2 years, you bought a bald mink and a plucked skunk.
Well, what's wrong with them?
The mink stinks and the skunk slumps. Frank, how much did you pay for this one?
Only $94.
$94? Oh, Frank, you didn't. Get that money back. You hear me? Get it back.
Don't get hysterical. Who is doing
this? How could you do this to me? I deny myself everything. I've been sewing rubber heels on your old pocketbooks and wearing them for shoes. Out of my overgrown shoulders to save on breakfast cereal. I don't even drink my bourbon anymore. I just threw the cork and hit myself on the head with a rock. I never deserve a nickel of myself.
You bought a bag of popcorn yesterday.
That wasn't popcorn. My teeth fell out from malnutrition. I'm
Stop this! Lance, you're not going to get away with that. What do you want?
Hello, Victorson. This is Mr. Guernsey.
Yes, Mr. Guernsey.
I hate to be calling you at this hour, Victorson, but something very urgent has come up.
What happened, then?
I just received word that our Chicago plant burned down and we weren't covered. This morning, I filed bankruptcy proceedings and I'm closing up for good.
What?
I trust you'll find a new position and I do wish you good luck.
Well, thanks.
By the way, Dickerson, would you mind sending back that 2 weeks' salary I gave you? I need every penny I can scrape together.
Yeah, sure. I'll send it. Goodbye. Well, did you hear that, Blanche?
No, what was it?
My boss, Mr. Guernsey. Lost my job.
Wonderful!
Wonderful? What's wonderful about it?
Now you can collect your unemployment insurance.
Blanche,